WFAI.com.
Words, part of what we're talking about this hour on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're nowhere near where this heavy rain has had people having to batten down the hatches. And the timing of it couldn't be more bizarre because it's 7 years to the day of Katrina on Wednesday. Do you believe it? On the Gulf Coast, so many people know what that was like. They're boarding up their homes and evacuating no matter what they're being told to do. If it stays a tropical storm, that'd be just dandy with them. But if it's a Cat 2 and you have winds of about 100 miles an hour, why take any chances? So much so, people are deciding to go their own way, that gas stations were flooded with people filling up to get out of Dodge, which means, in some cases, they ran out of gas. And think about it. You got those oil platforms that could be smacked by high winds and have been evacuated, for the most part, waiting to see what ultimately happens with Isaac. Tampa dodged a bullet or two by getting some heavy rains, but nothing like was predicted initially when there was fear that the eye of the hurricane could even brush across Tampa. Thank goodness that didn't happen. The Republicans decided ahead of the game to not go it on the first day of the convention on Monday, much like 2008. There was a hurricane problem then, if you remember. So another condensed Republican convention Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, although it did officially open and officially recess for the day. It was really easy for Reince Priebus to hit the gavel and say, here we go, hit the gavel, and we're going to recess for the day. A couple hundred people were on hand, actually, to see that in Tampa. We are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Thanks to so much to our friends from Extendivite. Check them out. You know I love Don Wiskin. It's all about the heart. We're on a massive heart campaign to save some people from having to have their chest cracked open or watching a monitor for the beep, beep, beep and praying they don't see a straight line. If you go to the website, thanks to the support of Don Wiskin, you'll have no shipping charges through the end of August. So Mitch Landrieu, very much the mayor of New Orleans, was kind of the man of the hour because everybody's worried about New Orleans, even though they have solved the levee problem, or so we think, thanks to $10 billion of improvements that'll make Lake Pontchartrain easier to drain out and pump around the water that ultimately could be slammed inside of New Orleans when you think about maybe 20 inches. So is the levee system ready for Isaac? It could be tested severely. A lot of people are anxious. That's not lost on Andrew. Here's what he said during the day.
You can be fooled. If you were walking outside of New Orleans right now, it looks like a really nice day. That is a facade. It is not the time to panic. It is the time to take the storm seriously and to execute your plans.
So he's right. To make a plan, stick by a plan, and most of the people in the Gulf Coast are certainly doing that because they know what it's like. The storm winds can be felt already in so many places, but if it bears down on you and it's 100 miles an hour, the potential for destruction isn't lost on people who have crops, people who have homes, people who have all sorts of things, including loved ones, in the path of this storm. So it's supposed to hit. Forecasters are saying Isaac would intensify into a Cat 2. That's what I heard across the board. 100-mile-an-hour winds by early Wednesday, around the time that it's expected to make landfall. The forecast track aimed at New Orleans is very much like the track Katrina was on, only it's not as packing as much punch as Katrina. We hope, anyway. And the hurricane warnings are stretched across 280 miles, if we were going to be exact about it, all the way from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Florida-Alabama state line. And it could become the first hurricane to hit the Gulf Coast since 2008. So low-lying areas evacuated, gone, boarded up houses, schools, universities, businesses, closed, people just stocking up on anything and everything, and worried about floods. Certainly one of the threats in parts of Mississippi is flooding. It's about the flooding. What will happen? You've got homes, some of those homes that are 100 years old or so, and if the storm surge reaches those homes, like Katrina, the water is going to fill in the blanks. It's going to fill up underneath the houses and whatnot. It's not lost on people that, you know, the Katrina anniversary has arrived, and the comparisons are all over the map about Katrina and Isaac. But FEMA, who now, after some horrible things that have happened in the past, say that they're ready in case it becomes more robust. They say they're standing by in case it's bigger and they have to mobilize and do whatever they have to do. So here's some meat of what's expected. For the Gulf, it's about the water. Could hit during high tide. That means floodwaters could be as deep as 12 feet on the shore in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, up to 6 feet in the Florida Panhandle, and then the amount of rain, up to 20 inches of rain over that whole area. It's a tropical storm. On Monday, it was a tropical storm. Winds about 70 miles an hour. Just there on the mouth of the Mississippi River, that's where it's headed, that's where it's going now at this point. So evacuation is the name of the game for a lot of people. They are just packing up and they are heading for a different area. In Haiti, in the Dominican Republic, 24 people died, but there wasn't a lot of damage in the Florida Keys. We talked about this on our previous show. About an hour, it really kind of smashed around the Keys, but that was it. In Tampa, it rained. That's what happened. It rained. So you had moments of sunshine and clearing, but you did have a bunch of rain, and that's it. It was definitely a weak tropical storm, thank goodness. So missing in action from the convention will be Bobby Jindal. That makes sense because of the fact that he can't go to the convention with what's going on with Isaac. And Robert Bentley from Alabama, the governor there, same thing, not going to the convention either because of what ultimately could happen to those states. I just told you with the waters and high tide and all that, it could be more about the water and where the water ends up. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk more specifics about what's going on with the Republicans. Mitt Romney showing up on Tuesday. His wife will speak at the convention. He'll be there, of course, for her speech. What does it mean for Romney when the polls show him, at least one of them, in a dead heat with Barack Obama? That's on the flip side.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members test testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, the Republican National Convention in full swing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We know the themes, the economy, jobs, and where we are with the deficit. There is actually a digital clock that is ticking down the national digits of the debt second by second. So the question is, Mitt Romney, in this horse race, how is he faring right now? Some of the polls have him in the lead. It's interesting because so many people that I talked to earlier in the year felt like, oh, how ridiculous. This guy is such a long shot. It doesn't matter that he has money and connections and this and that and business acumen. Who cares? He is definitely beatable by this president. Now, the conversation has shifted for the Dems. A lot of the Democrats feel like they can't take anything for granted and worried about the economy and an unemployment number that's really higher than 8.8, but it's at 8.2 at this point, concerned as to whether or not the president, who has certainly a lot of fans, but is not making the kind of money on the trail that Romney is making thanks to the super PACs. His super PACs aren't doing what the Republicans are because the Republicans have Karl Rove and Obama has David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs and has fundraisers like George Soros. But Soros is not dumping his fortune into everything Obama, which is different when it comes to some of the supporters of Mitt Romney, like Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas billionaire, who so far has pumped in $36 million to one of the PACs, a couple of the PACs actually spreading them around, that support Republican conservative ideas and Mitt Romney, let's face it. So at this point, Republicans are talking about the theme of this convention is going to be about all those things, jobs, security, where are we headed? Paul Ryan will say, my mother's on Medicare. My mother is right there with the rest of you. That's not the idea. That's not where Medicare is headed to the place where we become single payers. He distances himself from that at this point. His conversation or his speech is going to be, I think, pretty interesting. I'll be curious to see Ann Romney, too. Ann Romney speaks on Tuesday. Mitt Romney, the Romney's in town on Tuesday. So at this convention, no doubt, as Paul Ryan said earlier in the day, the vice presidential candidate, he's saying debt, doubt, decline. So the answer is here. We got to go low. We got to go mean. We got to go mean, and we have to highlight what has not happened in the last 4 years and the road that we're headed on. So a big chunk of Romney's speech is going to be devoted to that. The question is this what you want to hear? Will this rally Americans who are undecided to say, yeah, you're right. I'm going to go out and I'm voting. I wasn't really sure. I've been a Democrat for a long time, but I'm making a different pledge this time around. And certainly that's what the Republicans are hoping will happen. And then looking at polls, part of it is you get a bounce when you do a convention, but how much of that bounce will stick around? How much of what hurts Mitt Romney, the likability factor, can be softened by what happens in Tampa? I saw a couple of interesting things, and as many of you know, I talked about the fact that Karl Rove was on the same plane I was headed to Tampa, and Karl Rove is a mover and shaker without a doubt. A lot of people high-fiving him and saying keep up the good work because he knows the rich people. He knows how to raise the money. And this election is a lot of this is about money because of campaign space. I've been watching the campaign ads in Tampa, and my goodness, there are a ton of them. Millions of dollars are being spent on ads in Tampa, just like in some of your neighborhoods, especially if you're in a swing state. Florida is one of those big states, a necessary conversion for Romney. If he could get Florida and Obama, what a difference that would make. So the push is going to be over debt, doubt, and decline, and all the ads are focused on that. All the ads that I've seen are focused on it, other than the ones the Democrats are running with Bill Clinton talking about Obama being the guy. He's trying to do the same thing that he did when he was president, and he is the one to lead the nation out of the current circumstances and get people back to work. It used to be when you were a Democrat, you had to have Bill Clinton stumping for you because he had the magic. He was the charmer. He had that likability factor we keep talking about. How much of a bounce in an ad would Obama get from Bill Clinton these days? What do you think? Do you think it is about the people in these spots if you've got a juicy endorser using them? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And the question of the hour is Mitt Romney a long shot or is he 50-50 pretty much or 2-1 odds against President Bush at this point? So with the Republican convention kicking off just briefly and with the major themes certainly already out there for anyone to pick up on, it's the same thing that we've been seeing along the way. I'll say it over and over again. Will that really resonate with anybody who is the so-called undecided? Will this resonate with people? Karl Rove says Obama is discouraging voting this November. that he's all about discouraging people, that this is his reelection tactic, to discourage people by making Romney unpalatable to voters who don't want to vote for him. He also says that Romney's top priority is to appeal to swing voters because his conservative base is fired up and ready to go. And he mentioned something that I think is interesting that many of you have sent me emails about, and we'll check the emails at the tail end of this hour, that Senate candidate Todd Akin's crazy comments about rape will make it difficult for Republicans to take control of the Senate. This is Karl Rove talking about how he's affected the Senate races. And you remember, Rove is that guy. Talk about one of the important people in this election cycle. Absolutely, it's Karl Rove because of the money that he knows how to move, because of how he is working the odds in his favor, in the favor ultimately of the Republicans. So Akin, by the way, an update on him, Todd Akin, the congressman who is running against incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill in Missouri, who, hit people right between the eyes with his August 19th interview that legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy because the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down, has so far defied any kind of a call from any Republican to drop out of the race. If he stays in the race, Rove, as I just said, says the odds of the Republicans taking the Senate is much more difficult. He was throwing out odds, too. You want to look at being able to pick up 51 to 53 seats. If he stays in, probably that will not happen. There won't be enough seats to go around. And Akin was told, please, please don't come to the convention. It will be interesting to see if he gets elected, because if he gets elected, he's going on his own. Because there was no question the Republicans wanted him to step aside, but he didn't want to do it. So as we continue to talk about the Republicans and this race and the significant themes that are emerging, we're seeing the theme of Tampa to be all about what has not happened in the four previous years. So going down the road of deficit, huge debts and doubts and no jobs, all of that plays into, I think, what's going to be a chunk of that acceptance speech on Thursday. Is it a mistake to go too negative, or nah, you got to get mean? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Control versus gun rights. While this is a big burning conversation across the nation, because we have so many other things related to money that are on our plates, that are taking up the entire plate, we have to leave that back at the buffet for now. And I think at the convention you're not going to hear very much conversation coming out about guns. This will be for another time, and especially where we are with the legislature and a new batch coming in the House and in the Senate. Who knows who's going to stay and who's going to go? We'll go through all the races. We'll do a show on that coming up here in America Tonight. But since that's been put to the side, certainly some of what we're seeing across America has not stopped happening. And the latest thing that we have now seen has been this student who was shot at a Maryland high school. And boy, what is it that makes, this is what it's about. What is it that makes somebody tick when they're going tick-tock off the edge, whether they're a 16, 17 year old or on the other end of the spectrum, like the idiot, the nut in Hate's Name Call in New York. And we have a follow-up on that crazy story, too, because there were questions about excessive force. In this case, in Maryland, that wasn't the question. A student was shot and critically wounded on the first day of classes at Baltimore County High School. They took somebody into custody right away. The 17-year-old student was in a trauma center instead of in class. Nobody else, thank goodness, was hit. The school was evacuated. Students were escorted to a shopping center in a middle school, so they had a plan. You could see video I saw during the day of a kid with his hands behind his back being put into a cop car, so they hauled him off. The area where this happened is a middle-class kind of community. I know it. It's Perry Hall. It's right there along 95, just northeast of Baltimore City. It's the largest, the school, I didn't know this, but the school is the largest in the county. It's got 2,200 students in all, 2,200. So people, if they were going to talk about this area, would say, oh, it's safe, it's great, it's a great high school. And, you know, people are support the high school, support the community, all this other kind of stuff. But all that nonsense doesn't matter. I mean, all that can be shoved in a drawer. And it's not nonsense, but all of the descriptions of how people feel about the area, because it doesn't matter. It was shattered again by a kid that decided to go nuts and go off on somebody. So you had police where their weapons were drawn, a lot of police, and you could hear what was described as a crazy popping sound in the cafeteria. In fact, here is what that sounded like to students and witnesses.
He went to the bathroom and he came out with a shotgun and he fired one into a table or whatever, and then he fired one in the air, and then one of the counselors grabbed him. We heard the first shot and alarmed all of us, and then the second one went off and we just all ran out. It's really sad for a lot of the freshmen. Their first day in high school, something like this happens, you know, their parents are going to be very alarmed. We thought we would be safe at school, like it's a regular thing. Like, get on the bus, go to school, come home, no big deal. And then now something like this happens, it alarms all of us.
Yeah, and what that kid said there, something like this happens and it alarms all of us. It is alarming. It's more than alarming. It's frightening what's going on. And it goes back to that same thing. What is it that sends somebody in? And I know it's different in every case, so it's hard to say, well, if there wasn't this happening and there wasn't this happening, there wasn't all this stress, there's pressure, there's whatever. I think there are things we can point to. And in a conversation with a school counselor today that I briefly had, let me tell you, one of the things that's heavily discussed is technology. While technology is our friend, is it our foe because of the lack of communication that maybe you used to have? Not just as an adult, but as a student, is it about video games over the top? Is it about, not to pull a Tipper Gore on music, I'm not about that, I'm not about censorship, but is there something about the disconnect on the technology side? So, you know, the gun, where did he hide it? Was it all pulled apart? In fact, Harmony says exactly what I was thinking. How did he have this gun in the bathroom? Nobody saw it? A shotgun? He comes out of I'm thinking of my high school, and I went to a high school that had more students than that. I went to one of the biggest high schools in New Jersey. It was Cherry Hill East. My graduating class had 1,000 people, and I think of how busy those bathrooms were. Certainly there were times during the hallway where somebody could get a head, somebody, you know, could get a head down the hallway or whatever, and there wouldn't be as many people. But I think it'd be pretty tough for a shotgun. But maybe that's what it was. Maybe that he had a spot where he could hide it and nobody saw it. Obviously, that had to be what was at play here. But very disconcerting to see another shooting where people are shaking their head and saying, well, this is a great suburb, and people are happy. We love our high school. I just, you know, don't understand it. Right, Mayor Bloomberg, it didn't take him long to throw in his two cents. He was out in front of the microphones talking about what's going on with the police. They're looking for clues in the shooting near the Empire State Building at this point. Detectives were crawling all over that area, and were crawling all over the Upper East Side apartment of a laid-off clothing designer who gunned down somebody that he worked with near the Empire State Building before he himself was taken out, fatally shot by the officers on Friday. They took out a computer. They took out a bunch of paperwork from the apartment of 58-year-old Jeffrey Johnson. Whatever was going on in Johnson's head, he fatally kills his old coworker, Steve Aracolina, outside of the company's office before the cops got to him, and they hit him. But it's not a story of just, okay, the guy goes crazy, goes after this former coworker who he's fixated on for screwing up his life, is what he thinks, even though it's been 2 years, and that's how long he's been gone from the company, and then he's going to get evicted from his apartment. But you had 9 people who were injured by police bullets. 3 of them are in the hospital, thank goodness, in stable condition. Nobody more than Mayor Bloomberg is excited about that. Because let me tell you, they're going to get sued forwards and backwards. Absolutely, this is what's going to happen here. So this laid-off clothing worker left his apartment in the morning and was, you know, he wasn't going to return. He left the keys in an envelope for the landlord. He was never going to come back, so he knew exactly what he was going to do, even though he was being evicted. He was being forced out of his home. And he was on this kind of sublease, subtenant thing, I guess. So they're going through his stuff, trying to figure out. And he's gone. The guy that he fixated on is gone. His fiance, the man who was murdered, is just, you know, racked with terrible feelings, of course, of loss, of grief, of everything else. It's another one of those senseless things. But the key thing here is the cops and guns, and whether or not, you know, when you look at this, as we had our friend from New Jersey call us and tell us about what you learn in the academy as far as force and what you're looking for when you're in these situations, how did 9 people end up being in the middle of this? Well, the Empire State Building is someone who has been there many, many, many times. It's a very busy area, and where you come around the corner, absolutely, you could get caught in the crossfire, but the bullets and how many bullets ultimately were discharged is the key thing here. And I guess it's getting the guy down. You got to get the guy down. He's shooting. He's out of control. He's taking someone out, and, you know, we're going to take him out. So I think as they sort through this and they try to figure it all out, it's too late now. It's too late for the guy who was killed. It's too late for the nut to stop him in his tracks. And it's chalk it up to another one of those things where over the weekend New Yorkers were stunned, and it goes partly into that conversation of gun rights versus gun control. So even Highlight says the Empire State Building area at that time, that stretch, you'd hit somebody. And sure, you would hit somebody in that area. Absolutely, you would. And anything ricocheting off the buildings, that's the other thing about New York, because of the canyons. It's a canyon. And the one bullet going one way, hitting the right thing, could certainly hit any of the people that were around. So luckily, nobody killed. Nobody killed. And of course, Mayor Bloomberg says they'll get back to the bottom of it. They'll do what they can. It's a tragic situation. Of course it's a tragic situation. Anything like this is tragic. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbox next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Our snail mail. One of them is this coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight. Boy, I hope a lot of you are able to stick around for this one. I am so excited. We've got Pete Hegseth on with us. Pete is somebody who served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. He talks about both of those wars, what ultimately the people think in Afghanistan about the timetable, 2014, how anxious they are and how furious a lot of vets are. And he talks about what veterans are concerned about in this country. And it's not the political agenda of either side. It's about the economy, just in general, the economy and the deficit and all of that kind of stuff, and just terrific. He's in Tampa with a group of other concerned veterans and pushing forward the conversation, and he's somebody who recently has just come back from Afghanistan. So that's coming up in our next hour. Also, another programming note, because Wednesday of next week, we have football kicking off, the NFL, the Cowboys and the Giants. We're going to do a special version of Nail the Score on Tuesday, next Tuesday. Woohoo! Nail the Score. Our inaugural Nail the Score will be on Tuesday. I didn't feel it wasn't right to put them in the mix. Who knows, the computer could end up picking the Cowboy-Giant game. But regardless, I wanted that to be included because I think it's just too big. Normally now, because of the Thursday night games, it's going to fall on, all of our things will fall on a Wednesday slash early Thursday morning, depending on where you live. We'll call it Thursday in the a.m., the third hour, except for next week when it'll be on Tuesday, on our Tuesday show, Nail the Score. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This is from Catherine, who says, Kate Delaney, boy, you have traveled some this year, without a doubt. Wondering what your early impressions are of the Republican convention and how you think Mitt Romney will fare in November. Well, you know, that's the... That's the interesting question that everybody wants to know the answer to, is how will Mitt Romney fare? And the excitement, of course, is for Mitt Romney, is for the Republicans in Tampa, but it's their convention, which is what you'll see in Charlotte. You'll see the same thing. There is something about the balance of a convention, no matter what convention it is, that it's, I don't know if it's the magic of it, it's the conversation, it's what it is, but you'll see that that's going to be the case for the Democrats too, although in the latest polls they are neck and neck, and you are talking about an incumbent president. It's going to get really interesting. Let's put it this way, it's going to get real interesting. We move along to this one from Jake, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And he says, Kate, did you see the thing about the other shooting in that school back east? Only one person was hit this time around, but how ridiculous is it? How does a kid get a shotgun into a school? I thought anymore, no matter where you live, these kids had to go through metal detectors. I think that's going to have to be the norm from now on. What say you? Yeah, you know, it's sad. At my old high school, you have to go through a metal detector. And I thought that a lot of schools were going that route. If it's good enough for the inner cities, they're worried. They've got metal detectors up. What about other schools, whether they're in highbrow areas or whether they're in middle-class neighborhoods anymore? Who knows what's going to happen? Think of, for goodness sake, Columbine and where that took place. I think that people deciding that they're going to just end their life or take someone else's life or get their 15 minutes of fame in a horrific way or whatever it is that drives them, it's across the board. There is not necessarily an economic pattern to this. I mean, we look at serial killers or we look at lately what's happened, it's always white guys. We know that. And we know there's patterns. We've had police officers on to talk about that. But in what we're seeing sometimes outside of that typical normal thing is it doesn't matter what the race necessarily or the school or a workplace shooting the area, it cuts across every economic divide that we have in the country. It truly does. Whether we're talking about poor, middle class, or wealthy, we've seen this happen in some wealthy school districts, for example. It's terrible. It's terrible that they get a shotgun in. I mean, that's the thing. You still scratch your head over that. How do you get a shotgun in? It had to be in pieces, I guess. Otherwise, how is that getting into the school? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Here's another one. This one from Ann in Missouri, who says, long time no talk. Been listening to the show, in fact, streaming the show. Sometimes I listen to it on the radio, but often I stream the show. Sometimes it's easier the way that I end up playing it back, if you understand what I'm saying. Technology is a great thing. I heard you mention that technology often can be a divisive thing. I like technology, but I understand what you mean by that. Recently, I was in church, and people were on their cell phones texting. Wow. She did not say the church. That is crazy. Texting in church? Oh, I don't know about any of you, but isn't that kind of, isn't that the idea? You go to church, you're supposed to get some inspiration, you're supposed to feel good. Are you listening to what's being said in church, or you're too busy texting? After church, fair game. You're done, you're out, you're in the parking lot, whatever, or you're out for coffee and donuts afterwards in the church basement. I think it's fair to send a text if you had to send a text. But during the service, there's just some areas where you shouldn't be texting. Using the phone in the movie theater, using the phone, texting in church, I gotta say, no way. And even if you're out to dinner with people you haven't seen in a long time, and, I mean, we're talking about a gathering where you haven't seen them in 6 months or however long it is, and people have given up whatever it is they would normally do so they can see you, and you're sitting there texting and paying attention to your phone, no way. There has to be some human connection, and maybe that's the problem. And that was my point, that we're more interested in what's happening in that little handheld thing than what's happening in front of us. Wasn't there a book called The Power of Now and Living for the Moment? Definitely you're not living for the moment if you're constantly texting. How about insufficient preparation says, how about texting to the person next to you? You know where that happens, and they even make jokes about it, is texting when you're at a meeting. You know, somebody's in a meeting, and they're texting the person next to them. So they're whatever's being said, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm a good multitasker, but there's no way I could be in some serious meeting where I'm sitting there listening to whatever it is that's being said while I'm busy trying to create whatever this text is, unless it's like 2 seconds, call you back, busy, K, whatever. I mean, I can think of a few things you could get away with, but any kind of a long text to reply to someone, come on. I know there's probably etiquette books out there already. If not, somebody's busy writing them, if they can pull themselves away from their iPhone or their Android or whatever it is that they're using.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.